This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Writer Jonah Lehrer resigned yesterday from The New Yorker after admitting he fabricated quotes by Bob Dylan in Lehrer's new book, Imagine. The new allegations come just 1 month after Lehrer was caught plagiarizing himself, using material from earlier articles for more recent New Yorker work. Can you plagiarize yourself, Lisa?
Yeah, that raises an interesting question. He was recycling material that had been published in other magazines like Wired, and he apologized for that when this was discovered. So I don't know if it's plagiarism or just being deceiving your audience and also taking material that belongs to the news organization.
All right, violating a copyright, perhaps. What do you think, Mike? Can you plagiarize yourself?
Well, I think plagiarism means that you borrow someone else's stuff and you know, pass it off as your own. So I guess technically you can't, but as Lisa says, you can recycle yourself without saying that's what you're doing. So I guess you can plagiarize yourself. I think you owe it to your readers or your listeners to say, or your viewers, to say that you are using stuff over again when, for example, when a TV newscast uses footage from another story or something, or they'll usually have a caption at the bottom, mm-hmm. you know, that says this is stock footage, or, you know, this is from another station, or this is something we used before, or whatever. So that's just a matter of being forthright with your readers or listeners, audience, whatever.
It's acceptable to take quotes from another source or video, whatever the case might be, as long as you credit that source.
Yep.
Why do you think this is not the first case of plagiarism that we've heard about with reporters in recent years? Perhaps even in the past decade, it just seems like we're hearing about more and more cases of fabrications and plagiarism. Why do you suppose that is? Is the media being more closely scrutinized with the power of the internet? Is it easier to double check and see if someone is lifting material from another source or making stuff up?
Yeah, I think the internet makes it easier to discover because you can do searches of the material. Of course, these cases have been going all the way back to 1981 and when Janet Cook was caught making up a story for the Washington Post about a heroin addict, and it turned out this character was made up and the paper had won a Pulitzer Prize for this story. Yeah. So to me, I guess the question that it raises for me is, why do journalists keep doing it? How do they think they're not going to get caught? Jonah Lehrer was very successful. He was caught with what was more disturbing to me was not the recycling of his material, but the actual fact that he's admitted now making up quotes by Bob Dylan and that were in his book.
It seems, at least at larger news organizations, maybe there's just a lot of pressure to come up with those good stories, and some people just sort of snap under that pressure.
Could be, they do. Plus, I think, you know, maybe it was just, what's the word I'm thinking of, hubris, perhaps, you know? He just thought, I'm going to get away with this because Dylan has said so much in his, you know, illustrious life that somebody reading it may have said, oh, he must have said that somewhere, you know, that sounds like Dylan, so who'd check?
But why not just take the original quote and attribute it instead of pasting together some made-up quote?
Well, it just fit better, maybe, when you use the pasted-up quote. It's one of those kinds of things where Dylan said something like it, maybe. I mean, I don't know exactly what the circumstances are here, but, you know, it's so close to something Dylan would have said if we'd asked him the right question, and it just fits into Lehrer's piece just perfectly. So he felt like he would get away with it, I'm sure.
You know, I said maybe it's the pressure when you're working at a larger news organization, but I suppose even at smaller ones, there's a lot of pressure, too, to come up with stories, perhaps even on the classroom level. You both teach. Have you encountered students fabricating quotes or plagiarizing or otherwise cheating a little bit to get ahead?
When I started teaching, I thought plagiarism would be the worst problem, but I've had more problems with students fabricating quotes, and I think it's because it's the time pressure. They take shortcuts. Mm-hmm. They have a paper due, and so they just make up quotes. But I require them to provide phone numbers and names of people they interview, and I call these people to see if they indeed were interviewed, and I've caught students who just made stories up or put quotes in people's mouths, and these people say, I never talked to that student. And so I try to, each semester, I bring up Jason Blair and other journalists who have been caught fabricating, and try to teach them this is really a grave sin in journalism. You are supposedly writing nonfiction. It's supposed to be true.
You have actually followed up. You do that extra work.
I do. I don't have the time to do it for every single paper, but if something, sometimes a quote will just sound a little too pat, a little too perfect, or I'll check a name of a student on the WIU directory online and it's not there. The person doesn't exist. And so that leads me down the trail to discovering it.
Yeah. I've had that same experience with believe it or not, with a radio program. Students went out and recorded other students saying things that they needed for them to say, and then mm-hmm. they brought it back and said that fictional student, made up student, said this and da 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 da. And so I'm listening to the show, and I don't know everyone's friends, of course. And so luckily, one time that happened, and one of my other students in the class spoke to me confidentially after class and said, you know, that person who spoke in this program we heard, because we listened to him in class, was actually not who the students who produced the show said they were. And so I followed up on that and found out that way.
I had a reporter here who I always suspected was taking some sort of shortcuts. And it's a lot tougher to prove when you have the audio there. Yes, you did talk to someone else, and there is a quote here. But I remember listening back to the raw interview of one of his from which he got a quote one time. And it just sounded like there was a lot of goofing around, and it was just a couple, him and a buddy, and he was sort of leading him to say what needed to be said, like you just explained.
And what did you do to your employer?
He was actually had graduated by then.
Okay.
I was going through some old files. I was listening to some discs and deciding if there was something on there that needed to be saved, mm-hmm. or if it was something that I could erase so I could use this disc again. Mm-hmm. And as I started listening to this, that's when I came across what sounded like some hijinks to me.
Yeah, I with the student that I caught in the process, I had my first inclination was to flunk him for the whole course, you know. And then I thought, well, that might be a little dramatic, so I gave him an F for that program.
Mm-hmm.
But
in this case, by the way, it was unclear whether they were just sort of joking around.
Yeah.
And eventually got down to business, or whether there was actually anything wrong there. There was a sort of a gray area there.
So, Lisa, what did you do to your students?
The first couple times I flunked them on the assignment, the most recent time, the student, I emailed the student asking to have a meeting about it, and she never came, and she never came back to class, and she ended up flunking the course. Sure. Now I put in my syllabus that you risk flunking the course if you fabricate for a story. You will get an F for the whole course.
I have that in my syllabus, too, but I have to say I've never followed through on it all the way, but I do have it in the syllabus. I wonder if any of my students have gotten away with it since then. But
Sometimes it's kind of difficult to tell.
Yep.
All right, with that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.